Had to get my singing voice warmed up. This shit's for God.
This one's for you, Jesus. This one's for you, baby.
Oh yeah, you can tell that's coming from the soul. That's from my soul, baby.
I'm sitting up in church, we just kicking the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's nice, I'm daydreaming about the day we'll meet in heaven. Yeah, Jesus, ain't that right? Oh, you're looking so toned up on that cross. Got a sleek swimmer's body, nothing soft on Jesus. The body of Christ is what I'm seeing. Ooh, Jesus, wanna be him. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, who's gonna save me? You, Jesus, baby, take me, baby. Take me to the place that I need to be. By your side, alright, gonna wash your feet. Ooh, skin so soft, feeling so nice. This is really gonna rock, keep me warm at night. I wanna feel you deep inside me, Jesus. Shut up the lights, yeah, 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 that's alright. I wanna get down on my knees and please Jesus. Yes, cause my man, Jesus needs it. Get your salvation all over my face. Yeah, baby, complete it. Ooh, I'm a heathen, chastise me, baptize me. Teach me how to be a neighbor. Jesus, baby, I'm your waiter. Coming here to serve you now and later. One time, two times, three times, my savior. Just don't walk out that door tonight. Come on, Jesus, lift the sheets, hit the lights. I used to pray to you and I would write you letters. Do you remember it? Ooh, babe, I can feel you trembling. Don't be scared, this is between you and me, Jesus. I wanna believe it, make me believe it. You know I need it, and I know you need it. So let's both achieve it, and let's go for it, Jesus. I'll be your number one zombie, I'll bring joy. When my stream hits the lips of every little boy. So put your crown on the dresser, stop your fretting. I'll massage away every single bit of your stress. And let me teach you a lesson for once. Give you a hug, toss your shirt off for a lesson in love. Come on, don't be afraid, wear your loincloth, your spare one. I'll braid your hair, son, I don't care. Cause I'm throwing you a party, let's get loud. It must be dirty in those clouds, let me wash your shroud. Gonna make you look nice, gonna please you once, then twice. That's the real second coming of Christ. Feel me? I know you will, cause we're so like-minded. Let's hop in the shower, do the water, the wine trick. Let your cares go free, don't be embarrassed. See, we were made to be together, just you and me.
Yeah, Jesus, baby, have my baby. I know you got some, you can do it.
It's Monday, February 4th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, crack in the ass is pretty whack. Plus, you have a small cock. Now continue to pee. And you gonna get raped by a pencil. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Have a great show for you today. You guys are Sideshow members. You should have received a skank cast yesterday. That's right. Katie is back. And she's continuing to have sex with creepy foreign men on Skype. Unfortunately, I'm not going to play it for you Freeside people. If you want to hear it, you're going to have to sign up. But I will play just a snippet.
Oh, my God. I can put all my dick in your with my ball. You know?
Oh, make my T-cells drop.
That's a new addition to Katie's thing. She wants to be infected, I guess. Here's another short clip.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Something.
Oh my God. How does he react? Subscribe to the Sideshow.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
You fucking asshole.
That's the exact moment he realizes I'm a man. Or some close approximation to it. So if you guys like the skanks and you want to check it out and you're not a member, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Now, do you guys remember, it must have been like a week or two ago, we were playing some horrible, maybe puke sounds or cum fart sounds or cock gagging sounds, and I said, you know, someone should use all of these gross sounds as musical instruments and come up with a song. Well, guess who answered the call? That's right, DV's very own Corey, king of the mashups. He has produced something he's calling the Audio Body Experience. Now, this is a song, I guess, all made up from what I just described. Sex sounds and, you know, shit sounds, that type of thing. All right, let's take a listen to Corey's new masterpiece. Kinda, the background kind of sounds like a washing machine. Very good. Thank you very much, Corey. Double J has sent in some audio. This is a guy being tasered who sounds just like Chewbacca. Take a listen. Oh, a Mexican Chewbacca.
No, taser, taser, taser.
Underlay, underlay. Oh. Not bad. Let's hear it again. He's fucked up. Let's hear that in slow motion, shall we? Excellent. Thank you very much, Double J, for that. Couple more pieces of audio before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Do you guys know who Chris Berman is? I guess he works on Monday Night Football, or did, over there at ABC. Here he is, apparently very angry. He tried to read off the teleprompter, and people were getting in his way and distracting him, and here he is addressing, everyone.
Doing TV, and I got 18... God damn it! Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that that's the only... Everybody, can we stick? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus.
And you guys thought I was a pain.
I mean, it's so rude. I can't believe it. That's so goddamn rude.
You're on TV. Boo-hoo.
Why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? I've got 2 fucking hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes. Jesus. I'm sorry to explode by that, but that's... It's like no one's ever worked on TV here before. Jesus. Sucking under the... What the fuck do they think I'm doing? I actually can't believe what I just saw.
Not now.
It's like no one here has worked on TV before. I hear a dial tone.
Big fucking baby.
And there were 7 people...
A dial tone?
I hear a dial tone.
Maybe it's Don on the phone.
And there were 7 people... I mean, Jesus.
Okay.
We need to use the studio for 15 fucking minutes. Just everybody, you know.
Use your fucking brains not to come out of a goddamn up-tempo number and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. Monotonous, man. Fucking monotonous. And finally today, Craig sent in some audio. This is two girls and one jelly dildo, I guess, and they both are taking an end of the dildo and... seeing how far they can get it in their mouth and gagging, but before they do that, a little bit of pussy rubbing. I love that sound. That slapping pussy sound. Wait, that didn't sound anything like pussy slapping. What the hell sound was that I was making? Playback. Ew. Slow-mo it. Ooh. How did I even produce this sound? I make myself laugh. Long after everyone gives up on this podcast, I'll still be doing it for myself. Like a crazy person. I won't even be recording it. Just on the streets. Back to the video here, we're getting into the cock gagging, and at first, one of the girls is just jamming the jelly dildo in the other girl's mouth, as you will hear here. I don't understand when they ask questions like, does that taste good? Like, it's, fuck, it tastes like vinyl or something, probably. Latex. Oh, now they're both sucking on it. Kissing it and sucking the... My favorite type of gag, the coughing, the... It's like, how is this getting anyone off? This isn't doing anything for the girls. It's not doing anything for the fake penis. Stick it in your cunt already. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Like I mentioned, if you want to hear that skank cast, all you have to do is sign up for the Sideshow. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's not all you get, though. You get full access to the DV archives. That's over 3 years' worth of shows, well over 700 programs, plus extended shows, exclusive programs, and video cast, all for only $5 a month. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Got three quick stories for you today. The first one comes from Pennsylvania. A 13-year-old Perry County boy was charged with simple assault after state police said a school prank went too far. Ooh, sounds evil. What could it have been? I'm guessing he killed his classmate's mother by picking out her eyes with scissors. And then he hung her body outside of his classmate's schoolroom, just waiting for him, with a button on her chest. And when you push it, it says...
Hey, wanna hang out sometime?
Kind of an elaborate prank, I guess. That's not really what happened, though, is it? No, of course not. State Police Trooper Brian Clark said two 13-year-old 8th grade boys were in class at West Perry Middle School on January 16th when one boy allegedly stuck a sharpened pencil point up under the ass of the other.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
That's true, although I'm not sure who the careless fairy is in this scenario. Could be the kid who had a pencil shoved in his tight boy pussy. Ugh. I hate that term, by the way. I don't know why I said that. I cringe every time I hear it. Boy pussy. Gross. I mean, that's gay, having something in your asshole, I think, right? But then the other kid is obsessed with this other kid's ass, and he had to shove something in there. He's an aggressive top.
I want him to suck my ass with jelly.
They're 13, for Christ's sakes. The perfect age. The second boy sat down on the pencil, Clark said, lodging a piece of it in his asshole. Quote, there wasn't any intent, Clark said. It was just kids horsing around. Well, you tell that to the poor kid who's going to be shitting pencil shavings for the next month. Even though the kids were just, quote, horsing around, Clark said, the teen required surgery to remove pieces of the pencil. You can't just shit it out. Shit it out! His parents reported the incident to police. The charges against the accused will be handled by Perry County Juvenile Probation. Clark said he didn't know what action, if any, had been taken against the teen by the school. Just shit it out! Come on, shit it out! Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Maryland. Police searching a downtown home found a man holding 15 plastic bags of crack cocaine in his asshole. It's a very ass-centric show we've got going here. Pierre Lynch, ooh, a Frenchman. I don't know if you guys know this, but Distorted View is very popular in France right now. As a matter of fact, I've recorded a French CD. I'm going to play just a quick snippet of one of the tracks here. This might be a little too highbrow for most of you, but this is a track entitled The People of Café Plumpois. How many times can you say pourquoi in one song? Pourquoi and croissant. That's really what the song's about. Meanwhile, this news story has absolutely nothing to do with France. Why did I mention it? Oh, yeah, his name is Pierre. Pierre Lynch, 20, of Washington, D.C., was searched after he went to a home on Charles Street Thursday night. Police had gone to the home after officers saw suspected drug dealings in the area, said Sergeant Jim Robison. Lynch was charged with possession with the intent to distribute crack cocaine. Possession of crack cocaine. Possession of drug paraphernalia. And obstructing and hindering and making a false statement to police.
Nice Halloween mask! Oh, that's your face!
Who would have guessed the skeleton would be making another appearance? In February, of all months. There you go, that's pretty much the whole story. Some guy was found with crack in his ass crack. Who would do such a thing?
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff! And it told me to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! I want to know where to go. I want to know where to go.
Give me the go.
I want to know where to go.
All right, let's just end it there. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Great Britain. Edward Trevor Aldridge, 47, pleaded guilty in court to assault. Judge Raoul Neve told him this sort of behavior would be immature in teenagers or small children. This is exactly the sort of behavior that makes people afraid to go to town. What exactly went down, you ask? Good question. Police prosecutor Sergeant Graham Butcher said the victim went to the Rockpool Bar with friends on December 16th. When he went to the toilet, he used a urinal next to Aldridge, who accused him of looking at his penis and then punched him twice in the face.
I want to get a picture of you.
Looking at my penis.
Say hey,
that's pretty much how the whole incident went down, minus the whammies. Defense counsel Liz Bolger told the court, this incident arose from a breach of what I understand to be urinal etiquette. Liz is going to school us now. Quote, when the victim spoke to the defendant, he was effectively smirking. The defendant was outraged. He was also curling his finger downward, and he made this sound. Probably didn't help. Classy podcast we got going here. She said Aldridge was a beneficiary who could not afford to pay anything to the victim for emotional harm. Judge Neve sentenced him to 50 hours of community work, added to a 300-hour sentence he is already doing. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Tim, oh my God. There's a new Kid Bop. It's Kid Bop 13. Listen.
I can't hear an. Oh. I can't hear anything. You didn't turn the volume up loud enough, but I'll definitely look into it as much as I don't want to.
Hey, Timmy. This is Carlos from Brazil.
Oh, Brazil.
I just have one thing to say to you. Hey, Tim. This is Chris.
Jagoo lives on.
Chris out in Yellow Springs. A fellow Ohioner.
Ooh.
Just thought you might find this interesting. Apparently men are getting the human papilloma virus, however you fucking pronounce it.
Oh, it's actually called the human boboli virus.
Apparently they're getting HPV as well through oral sex.
And through half-eaten corn on the cob, I understand.
So, if you're eating a chick out, make sure she doesn't have the HPV.
All right.
You'll get it in your mouth.
Ah! That
in the fucking mouth.
Really gross.
All right. See you later.
Thanks for that update. Oh. Jay Giles. My sworn enemy. Hey. I'm having a burping issue today, too.
Yo, Tim. I've been listening to your show about 3 years now. Four years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm still not a fucking... side show member.
Yeah, well.
Piece of shit, but,
that's okay. That's why we do the free side. For you lazy, cheap bastards.
Check out Bad Girls Club on Oxygen Channel. Yes. At Oxygen Channel.
That's for women.
Basically ghetto bitches versus sluts. There's no plot to the show. It's basically a reality show. No plot line. The girls get blackout and, for instance, one show, this girl is
So it's just a bunch of bitches in a house or something?
Brooklyn bitches, fat ass Brooklyn
bitches. Sounds fantastic.
And they're getting back at him, so she rubbed like a vegetable on her asshole. Pretty funny. Check it out.
Oxygen Network. Who knew?
Hey, Tim. This is Chad from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I heard on yesterday's show that you got a Malibu. Congratulations on buying that car. Unfortunately, mine was a big piece of shit.
Oh, great.
And I had nothing but problems with it.
Oh, so hopefully no. You have a... I don't know. I did a little bit of research on it. It gets really good gas mileage, and it can't be any more expensive to fix than a fucking Jetta.
Hey, Tim. Just wanted to let you know that Distort of You Daily ruined my life. That's right. I was on the bus, and I was listening to music, and kind of dozed off, and it switched over to the Distort of You podcast. And,
oh, no.
I was playing the music a little loud, so through...
Yeah, you'd be surprised how clearly cum farts and cock gagging noises come through headphones. Crystal fucking clear.
You could hear a bunch of sex noises.
Yeah.
So I woke up to find
very loud.
A bus full of elderly people just staring at me. don't think I can ever ride those buses again.
Oh, please. It's all crazy people who ride buses.
Or engaging in any sort of interoffice.
Job.
Or finger... Or even though so many people in this office are begging for it.
Oh, very good. God, I love that show.
Hey, Tim. Matt Blake from Whiskey Boy Radio down here in Texas. I just want to say thank you because
you've
truly changed my life with your show. For one thing, my wife and I can no longer walk through the grocery store without giggling every time we pass Mrs. Butterworth or Aunt Jemima syrup.
Do you blush a little?
We just both giggle incessantly thanks to Sex Tactic Tuesday.
Right.
And also, you have put officially my child's life in danger by exposing me to your show. The other day, my wife and I are driving down the road, and...
Oh, my God, I'm just waiting for the first person to fucking fry his baby in the microwave and blame it on my show.
The baby starts to puke, and the baby has thrown up all over himself. So we pull over, and we're going to clean it up, and the baby, you know, instead of checking to see if the baby's okay and whatnot, I'm looking for something to record the sound of the baby puking and my wife gagging after it.
You know, a lot of cell phones nowadays have a little voice memo feature.
Send
Let's learn about that. Oh, I'm sorry.
My family, so I want to thank you for that. I appreciate it. Everybody down here.
Well, I definitely appreciate the fact that you were trying to record it for me.
I appreciate it. Everybody down here at Whiskey Boy Radio loves the show. Keep peddling your smut, brother.
Thank you so much. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, as in, oh, God, I'm a what?
You fucking asshole.
Ah, yes. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Close your eyes and think of England. Maybe I can save you. Close your eyes and feel alone. Close your eyes and think of England. You won't regret it.
Do you think that I should, just for this particular show, allow you to say the words bitch or cunt?
What's cunt mean?
Okay, never mind. It doesn't have the same effect if you don't know what it means. Well, maybe it would for somebody else. Okay, don't use that word. That one would be bad. I think we'd be in trouble either way. But you get the point, though. And by the way, you know what it means when you say somebody's a bitch, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, cunt is just like about five times worse.
And what's that mean?
What, five times worse?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think that calling someone a bitch is really bad,
mm-hmm.
then calling them a cunt is, like, really bad.